With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, first and foremost, thank you so much for your time today.
Sure.
And now, Mr. Dixon, Morehouse just established this new and open enrollment policy. I understand you all have been walking on it for the last 15 months. With your college being founded upon Christian values and beliefs, how hard of a decision was that for the board?
So I don't know. I think that we should understand that Morehouse is a place that has been, has produced leaders and been in the forefront of social justice, civil rights, and just this whole idea of equity for all people. So we still take that position. So I think that we live in that space where we, in this last 15 months, that we've been very thoughtful about people and being the leaders that we've always been around these issues up to include these things around gender identity.
Now, there's been some backlash in regards to the LGBTQ community saying that it's not open enough, that the fact that Morehouse is not opening the enrollment to transgender women is an issue. What's your response to that?
My response to that is that we're still being true to our mission. We are an institution that has been a place that admits men and graduates men. So we're still a men's college. So that's why we are not entertaining transgender women, because we would not ordinarily entertain women for admission to the college, folks that identify as women. This policy is really about identifying students or students that identify as men will be eligible for admission and ultimately matriculation at the college. And we're still in the business of producing men as we have been for 150 plus years.
So basically you're saying that the college is moving forward into the new millennium in regards to their mindset and their idealism about diversity.
Absolutely. Morehouse has always been a place that has been on the forefront of leadership and taking on social and civil challenges. This is no different in this space. I am excited about that. I feel confident about the position that we remain true to our mission as an alumnus, a class of 87, and as a result of being vice president now, we feel good about staying true to the mission that we've always had of producing men.
What do your donors feel about this decision? Because I'm sure some may be in favor of and some I'm sure are not. What is the position on that?
So I think that what we should understand is that over this 15 months, we took some time to survey our community. We talked to students, faculty, staff, and our alumni, of which will all be a part of those donor bases as well. The feedback that we took, we were very careful in thinking about the responses that we got, and most of the responses that we've gotten have been very positive about Morehouse stepping into this space. The only difference here is that, as you know, we're not the only HBCU that has taken on the gender identities policy. The difference here is that we are Morehouse, and we're the only institution for men, African American men, in the country. And so this isn't new news, but this happens to be a space where we have taken on the opportunity to broaden our awareness and our thought and being leaders in this area.
Now, when we talk about transgender men, with the students have to be completely transitioned or just identify, I look like a woman, but I identify as a man, I can be admitted into Morehouse College.
This is purely about gender identity. So students, prospective students that would be applying to Morehouse must identify as being men. That would then mean that everything about what we see about their application packet gives us every indication that they identify as men. And then they'll be taken through the admission process. Again, the matriculation piece of this is that as long as they are admitted and then matriculate here and self-identify as men, they will be eligible to remain and earn a degree from Morehouse. If they do not, at some point, even at the point of matriculation, identify as man, then they will no longer be eligible for matriculation or degree to earn a degree from Morehouse. So this is really about us then again sticking to our mission. We are a place that has prided ourselves on producing great male leaders. And so we've done that. We continue to do that, and we look forward to doing that in the future.
You said you're going to be looking carefully when they apply and as they matriculate. What are some of the things that the college is looking at in regards to when someone identifies themselves as a male, applies to the college?
So if they identify as male, they will go through the process as they normally do, right? But that, again, we spent 15 months trying to build this policy. We'll spend the next academic year building an implementation plan for it. There are a number of different things we've taken into consideration as a result of this policy and how students may show up inside of our environment. And we want to be as careful in how we operationalize this policy inside the environment as we were in the thoughtfulness of building the policy itself.
So you haven't actually decided what you're going to be looking at?
Yeah, we'll spend the next academic year doing that. This policy doesn't go into effect until fall 2020. So we have a little runway, not a lot of time, but we will take that time just as carefully and use that time just as wisely as we think we have in the over the last 15 months of building the policy.
Now, did you all sit down with Spelman and discuss the transition and the opposition and the ups and downs in regards to this type of open enrollment before you made this decision?
So we took some time to take a look at a lot of policies, Spelman's included. There are a number of institutions that have taken on the gender identity policy and taken one onto their institutions. We've reviewed a lot of those things and then thought about how we might take what they've learned and hear that against the things we've learned from our own community to form our own policy. So this has really been a very thoughtful process over the last 15 months. We did not do this in a vacuum. Again, we spent a lot of time, we surveyed faculty, staff, again, alumni, to get their input, because it's important to us to hear from our community about how they might feel about this. And if we felt like this would not be the right time for us to do this, we may not have. But this is what we believe to be the right time for Morehouse to step into this space, and we feel good about our decision.
When you was doing this 15-month survey, what type of feedback did you get from the students and the faculty and the community?
The feedback that we got, obviously, was very broad and wide differences of opinion, but most of them were very positive about our thought process and moving in this direction.
Do you feel that with this open enrollment, with this embracing more diversity in an African-American institution, that this will help open up people's minds and ears and mindset in regard to transgender males and females, specifically in the African-American community, to embrace it even more?
I'm not sure of the overall impact it's going to have on the whole African-American community. I can't speak to that. What I will speak to is that we believe here at Morehouse this is the right time for us to take on this policy and to be open enough to realize that in this rapidly changing culture of how gender shows up in today's society, that we are open to serve our mission with folks that identify as being men. And so we will not deviate from that, and it allows folks that identify as men to continue to apply and matriculate and earn degrees from Morehouse.
Have you received any calls or any interest since the announcement has been made from transgender men?
I have not.
Not you specifically.
Yeah, I have not. I don't know, and I haven't had a chance to poll anybody on the campus on those issues on that particular topic, but I would suspect that there are folks that the feedback that we have heard has been very positive about Morehouse stepping into this space. So this isn't, again, this isn't the issue around gender identity is not new to society at large. This just happens to be something that, because Morehouse being the place that we do believe, the most special place on the planet, we believe, of serving the African-American male population, that we are historically an all-men's college and will continue to be an all-men's college.
It's just such a bold step forward, that especially for an institution that has been an iconic symbol in African-American, and just the world in general, Morehouse men are Morehouse men.
Absolutely.
So, now, from the students' perspective, do you believe that some students are going to be leaving because of the decision, or do you think they'll continue their journey here, or the parents will decide that they don't want their child to apply to Morehouse, or maybe they choose a different
option? I don't get any sense of that. This has been very new news from a Morehouse perspective to the community, right? But we haven't received any kind of indication that we're going to have some flight that we're at risk of some flight from our campus. And more importantly, this is more about folks really understanding that we are staying true to our mission. Again, Morehouse is a place that's been on the forefront in producing leaders on social justice matters and civil rights matters for a very long time. And so this feels like a very good space for us to be in. This is about, again, attracting folk that best fit this mission and that will come here and thrive and go out to be the leaders that we expect them to be.
Well, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for your time.
Appreciate it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.